There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Last November, the people made clear that they wanted more accountability from this president. And by our votes here today, we will heed their will, and we will keep our oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
Speaker of the House John Boehner jumping in on immigration and the Department of Homeland Security. Easy for me to get out. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So, one of the big things on the day and coming out of D.C., something that affects all of us, is this conversation over where are we headed on immigration. It's a conversation we've had how many times, in how many different ways. Only when it counts, everybody seems to slurk away. Well, this time, after the presidential executive action and the funding of that portion of it, now in jeopardy, there are threats from the White House, which have already been in place, that, hey, I'll veto anything that comes my way. And then ultimately, it becomes a decision on, okay, so part of Homeland Security is funded, $37 billion plus, but we're not going to pony up when it comes to the executive action. We're not going to do it. So what do you say to that, Mr. President? That basically is what the House was saying. There were some Republicans that jumped off of that bandwagon, and there were some Democrats, just two, that jumped on top of the House vote and went all in, threw their chips all in with the Republicans. But as Marsha Blackburn said, this is the way we stop Obama's amnesty. This is the way we say no to this. The Congresswoman was one of many, like Boehner, to be part of that 236-191 vote, which, of course, we know the numbers favor the Republicans. And as I said, it's actually just over $39 billion for the Department of Homeland Security, but stopping that immigration order that the Prez announced back in November. So how do you undo those orders? Five amendments attached to the financing of it, the financing bill. There were 10 Republicans who voted against it. Two Democrats, as I mentioned, supported it. Boehner saying it has to do with the Constitution. And, of course, we're talking about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That's the program that was created back in 2012, saying it's not going to be funded. There's not going to be these work permits and deportation stays again. That's not going to happen. We're not going to let it stand. Now, the folks who, Republican-wise, were not on board with this were mostly from states like California and Florida and New York, who have large Hispanic populations. And I've said this before, and I've said this many, many times here in America Tonight as I've been out with the Border Patrol. Immigration is one of the many, many issues, I think, that we're very fluid in here on this show. We've been to Washington many times. We've looked at all sides of this. We really have shook the ball upside down, if you will, which I think the numbers are wrong, and I think there's so much that is not really correctly being feted out anyway when we talk about the people who've been convicted of some of the serious crimes and, you know, how do you differentiate? And that's part of the problem. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions said this upcoming vote across the board is one of the most important constitutional votes that's ever come before this entire legislative body. And that there are Americans who are neglected, and that the Republicans are going to fight for the neglected Americans. But where do you line up on this? If you look at the polls overwhelmingly say that most Americans don't want the jobs going to illegals, but yet there's many people, and many of you have called me, who say, but wait a second, I live in Florida, and guess what? Who's going to pick the fruit? Who's going to go into the fields and do that backbreaking work for the amount of money that's being paid to the people who are in the country doing that kind of work illegally? I mean, that's always been the argument, that nobody will take those jobs in the first place. So how do we deny that? And what about all those hardworking people? And you just shove them out the door and show them the door. And how do we justify that? How do we rectify it? How do we square up the circle? How do we do that on immigration? The first problem is shame on all the politicians who chickened out for decades because they made the problem worse by not dealing with it head on, by not having a spine to decide which way they were going and how they felt about it, not based on their constituents, but based on what they feel is the reality for this country, whichever way they feel, by the way. You know, I say this all the time on America Tonight, and in my heart of hearts, I mean it. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Don't want a label at all. This is one of the really tough and important issues that we have been staring down for so long, for far too long. And the more you pass something around, the more you bury your head in the sand and don't deal with it, the worse it becomes. And this is what we've created. We created the mess by allowing that to go on. So now you have the president saying, well, listen, I'm going to help the kids. I'm going to do something. This is part of my promise. So I'm going to deliver all these promises because I'm not running again. And I'm going to tell you that I'm going to veto any legislation of the sort that lands on my desk. If you want to defund this program, go ahead, because I'm not going to sign it. It's never going to become a law. But I have this executive action, this deferred action for childhood arrivals that we had in 2012. And here we go again. And I'm going to make sure that if Congress won't come up with a bill, this is why I have an executive action and this is what I'm going to do. So there'll be more grandstanding. The Senate, of course, will also take votes and they'll have their own way of dealing with this. And ultimately, when it goes through the chambers and then it's rectified and everything else, it doesn't matter because the threat has already been there. Hey, all things being equal, I'm just going to veto it out. It's not happening. It's not happening. And what happens to the Department of Homeland Security? I mean, that's what I want to know. So held hostage to some amendments, paid part of it, don't fund the one side. I mean, that, you know, ultimately that gets rejected. So that means this argument is going to continue to roll on because the Department of Homeland Security is out of funding at the end of February. And remember, they're still scrambling to process people because they're trying to hire gobs of people to process the amount of paperwork that's coming in, and it's not even in place. It's going to take another 6 weeks. So you figure those dates out pretty tight, I would say. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
With all of the mail that comes in a seemingly an avalanche-like form each and every day to America Tonight. I mean, I keep thinking one day I'm going to come in and there's not going to be any mail and I'm going to be shocked. But so far, that has not happened. And a quick reminder, anything's on your mind, you're listening to me playback, you get it from GCNLive.com because you've nod off at night or your schedule changes, but you still want to listen to America Tonight. Cool, cool, cool. The great thing is downloading, and I know a ton of you do that because you say that in your emails, many of you. So 24/7, send me the email. Trust me, I will look at your email, and most of the time, I'll respond. If I can respond, I'll respond to it, but we certainly talk about it on the air. There's no question about it. All right, I got this one from Frida who says, Kate, how about the lone wolf in D.C.? I have to say that that guy was crazy to think that he was going to plan this attack on the Capitol, although I guess anything's possible. What do you think happened that the FBI was tipped off to this? Well, here's what happened. It came to their attention, actually, a couple of months ago. Because of social media posts, he was talking about supporting violent jihad, and he was writing some crazy things that led to the FBI putting together an undercover operation. They got somebody to go along with it, somebody cooperating in exchange for favorable treatment on their whatever criminal record on a different case, right? So that's how they were able to get Christopher Cornell, who's just 20 years old. And the good thing is that they were able to see it, stop it, and the whole plotting thing was just shut down. And he met an operative in Cincinnati in October and in November, and that's how they were able to sting him. And he was all about ISIS, and that was his whole deal, that he was gonna do something to show them. And lo and behold, it's the same story where nobody suspects that this guy would hurt a flea, and here he is, a lone wolf guy who decides that he wants to plant some kind of pipe bombs at the Capitol, but they nailed him, and that's the good news on that one, that's for sure. All right, how about this one from Jake in Austin? And Jake says, Kate, Jeb Bush for President of the United States. You know, at first when I heard it, I thought, oh, that's just so cockamamie. And I started to think about the other people, not that I don't like Jeb, but I started to think about the other people running for president. And, you know, it's not that far-fetched. Maybe there is going to be another Bush in the White House. I mean, certainly, as the story goes, he was really the Bush the first time around that should have, the Bush son that should have been president. He speaks fluent Spanish. He was the governor of Florida, and he was a pretty darn popular governor by most people's accounts anyway. So I would say, with the family name and with the help from his friends, he may have a much better shot than people are really giving Jeb. You know, the key is that fundraising, is the PACs, is the who's behind you, and I think there's a lot of things that Jeb would have to do, but I think he really wants it. In fact, I know it. Remember, I said this a long time ago, that I had good sources way before all of this was being reported, that he was going to definitely do it, and that he had waited for a long time, and this was the right time. So, and there is some questions, though, and, you know, they start to look under the hood, and he's given up everything, but he has been tied to some, or they're looking at this Florida pay-to-play lawsuit. I don't know if anything will come out of it or not, but now that he has a PAC, you know, that's fair game, and they're talking about this company and kickbacks and bids and whatnot, and when he was governor, and, you know, I don't know if that will amount to much of anything, but there is the possibility. There was a lawsuit with Florida and eight other states that was actually settled for $7 million in 2008, for what it's worth. And, of course, we're talking about Marsh and McLennan companies. That's the name of the company. And Charles Davis and the ties to Davis. And during that time, the company was accused of taking bids and stuff. So we'll see. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Joe in Illinois. And Joe says, Kate, boy, God bless the French people, I'll tell you. Over that crazy magazine, The Weekly, I can't believe people, as you said on one of your shows, actually lost their lives for that. It's, I guess I shouldn't say it's shocking, but it's terrible for those family members, because it really doesn't do much for them, no matter what ultimately happens. And do you think that this is just now going to open the floodgates for more cooperation between agencies, even though supposedly we have that? Do you think there's going to be more of a crackdown, if you will, on terrorism? Well, you know what? When you say, do I think there's going to be more of a crackdown, the problem with terrorism is, how do you stop out an ideology that crosses all kinds of different boundaries, right? Okay, we have a lone wolf. I'm going to leave the United States, and I'm going to join up with ISIS, or I'm in another country, and I'm part of that, and I'm focusing on the United States. I mean, there's so many different legs to this. And the key thing is information. Just like the Capitol thing, I mean, this is just some kid, and he says he wants to plant pipe bombs, but he's really raging all over social media. And it's not that far-fetched. Then next thing you know, the FBI draws him in because they see that. And so that was a good thing, right? But they see it because they see what's happening on social media. So if anything, there has to be people that are skilled in the art of combing through information, not ridiculous amounts of people being tapped into, but legitimate things and things that are out there publicly, and connecting the dots. And so far, luckily, that's happened. luckily that's happened. All right, this one from Bill, listening to us in Vegas. Hey, Kate, didn't you used to live in Sin City? I think I've heard you talk about it before. You have to let us know when you pass through here again. I'm sure you realize that the House approved an all-or-nothing bill that ties Homeland Security monies to the undoing of Obama's immigration action. Do you think there's any way that this will pass? Well, when you say, do I think there's any way that this will pass, you know, it's interesting. The bill's vote was 236 to 191. And so that's all about, okay, let's deport the Dreamers, undocumented workers in the United States and kids, and that's it. Even though they had been given this reprieve through the executive action, both in 2012 and in 2014. But defunding it is one thing, but the president is threatening to veto it, so he's not even going to approve what they've put together. And remember, you've got the House version, and then you have the Senate version. So, you know, the Republicans have a 54-seat majority in the Senate, but it's not enough to reach 60, the 60-vote procedural threshold, which pushes bills forward, especially because Democrats are going to oppose this. There's not without major changes, and, you know, so that's the thing. I guess it's to go on record, absolutely, and say, you know, hey, that this is... this is what we got here. But think about all these terror stories we're talking about and being worried about terror. So while we're sitting there and talking about that, we cannot have Homeland Security completely unfunded. I mean, I saw Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, somewhere, and he was talking about, yeah, everybody's playing with fire by doing this because of now being... you can't defund the whole agency, because if you do that, then it's exactly what I've been saying. Hey, we have a gatekeeper. There's things that are happening. We live in hairy, scary times. Man, we have to have people on the front lines, absolutely, for sure. But although I don't agree with the immigration stance, but there's got to be a way to work that out. I've never understood that. And yet, as I say that, this has been going on for decades. So, you know, go figure. Here's one from Sharon. First time that I've emailed the show, Kate, but rest assured, I listen all the time. It's very sad, these things that are happening in our country, but also outside of our country. It was so depressing to hear about those people that were slaughtered in Paris and all for some cartoons. That really is a nonsensical thing. And then there was the bartender who was going to poison John Boehner, and he was apparently out of his mind. It's like a wild, wild, wacky world. And it seems like now more than ever, people have just gone absolutely berserk. Or am I just reading into things? I don't think you're reading into things. It does seem that way, but of course there's more ways to report news, and we're getting all kinds of information thrown at us 24/7 every single minute of the day, but which I think in so many cases is good because we've been able to stop things. But no, there's some good stories. In fact, we do a thing now called, that we started this year, called the Daily Wow. And that's the reason why we do it, because there are also wonderful things happening where people are helping other people and raising money for people and doing great things. So don't be discouraged if you think it's all negative. Anything to say, you know where to reach us. I said at the top, americatonight.net.
Tell your story, and it starts with time. Moves to how you live and learn how to die. Another fate.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This bunch about what people are doing to fight chemical dependency and some of the great programs that are out there, but just how tough it is for people, and including we've just heard these new statistics about binge drinking where someone thinks, oh, it's okay, and then we see what that's leading to. So in our virtual green room right now, we're really pleased to have Bob Allison with us. He's an expert in chemical dependency, and he certainly knows because he was chemically dependent himself, and he's the author of a book called Saved by the Prince of Peace, Dungeon to the Sky. And it talks about the story, his story, of how he freed himself from alcohol and other drugs. Bob, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
So, first of all, tell us what happened. How did you spiral into this? Was it a gradual thing, and then all of a sudden you were hooked into different drugs and alcohol?
Well, the period of time that I used drugs and alcohol addictively was 28 years, but I could probably safely say that I was addicted by the time I graduated from high school with alcohol and marijuana at that time. I subsequently graduated to cocaine, but it all started there. And I went from a great life, great job, great family, to homelessness on the street. I was homeless on the streets of Denver for 1 year. I went to 13 treatment centers for chemical dependency, and it wasn't until I was completely defeated that I actually surrendered to the fact that I'm an addict and alcoholic, and I took help. The 13th treatment center was Hazelden here in Minnesota, and I went to 7 months of treatment there. But the disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. It's terminal if not treated. It is preventable in terms of the deaths are preventable. I don't know if the disease is preventable. The disease of addiction also destroys us by attacking our mind, our emotions, and our spirits simultaneously. The addict becomes overwhelmed. And although the addict is responsible for his own actions and decisions, there comes a time when he becomes completely powerless.
Wow. And you felt that, obviously, by spiraling all the way down to the point, as I said in the beginning, and then you mentioning that being homeless for a year, it just was, there was nothing left, no job, no help, boom, you found yourself on the streets.
I lost absolutely everything, and I spent my time panhandling for quarters and 50 cents on the street corners and getting enough money to drink in the bars at night. And at the very end, I actually was living in an electrical utility closet in an alley behind my favorite bar. And it was there that I actually surrendered. I said a simple prayer. I said, "Jesus, please help me." 2 days later, I was in Hazelden in Minnesota for chemical dependency treatment.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, too, because as you said, you had a great life. You had a degree in international political economy from Colorado College, and you go from that to finding yourself in that position. So once you went to Hazelden, you started to climb out of that hole. How long do you think it, you know, when did you really see the clearing? Eventually after 6 months, a couple of weeks, and how did it, you know, how did you turn that life all the way around?
Well, today I've been blessed with 16 years sober. I was at Hazelden in 1998, but I would say it's safe to say it's at least 1 year just to kind of get the cobwebs out and to recover physically, mentally, and spiritually. The key is a spiritual solution to this disease. That's what gets us out of that hole. But for me, Hazelden was the last one. Really, the key is surrendering. If a person has not surrendered and not had the humility to admit that they're an alcoholic and an addict, there's very little anyone can do to help them.
So when somebody sees that they've got a family member or a friend that just, they just see this pattern and they know it could be drugs or drinking, but let's say drinking, they know they're drinking too much. The only way you know that they're going to get help is once they surrender and admit to it, right?
Well, that's the bottom line. Now, there's education. They could go to treatment. They could do a family intervention. You know, all of those things are possible. But, you know, being an addict and alcoholic, I know how we are. We're stubborn. We're full of denial. Denial and loss of hope are two things that kill addicts. And you know, we also have the mental obsession to use chemicals. We also have the physical craving for chemicals. And some of us are dual diagnosis, some form of mental illness like bipolar and the addiction. And the other thing that kills us is isolation.
No, yeah, I would imagine, because then eventually that's what happens. People shirk away from you and give up, and you find yourself alone for sure. I mentioned about the binge drinking, and it was that research that came out that surprised a lot of people. The CDC actually had it out there a couple of weeks ago, saying that an average of 6 people a day die from alcohol poisoning in this country, and that adds up to, you know, 2,200 really plus. So it's one of the more preventable causes of death. And I think people don't understand what binge drinking is. Do you think that's true?
Well, I don't think they understand it completely, because an alcoholic or an addict can binge drink and be a functional alcoholic. In other words, they might be a star at work. They can function well, but they come home at night and they abuse alcohol and drugs excessively, and they can carry that on for a period of time. It might be a year or 2 years or even 5 years, but eventually it's going to catch up to them, and they're going to cross the line into addiction, where the problem affects a major life area like family, finances, health. So that's what they don't know about binge drinking, is what it can lead to, and then it could be a short death, too, as that article you mentioned, you know, indicates.
Yeah, they talk about that. The other thing is, I think, especially college age, or right when you get out of college, especially for guys, maybe for women too, but I think there's a pressure to drink, or at least there certainly was. Do you think peer pressure pushes some people in that direction? I mean, you might have the addiction thing inside you, but do you think there's sometimes peer pressure and that just adds to it?
Oh, absolutely. When I was at a fraternity house Colorado College, we had drinking games on a regular basis every weekend. They had kegs of beer in the basement of the fraternity house. It was a lot of pressure. And when you're a young person, you know, you're very susceptible to that pressure.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So you write this book, Saved by the Prince of Peace, Dungeon to the Sky. And what's the key message that you want people to take out of that when you wrote that book?
Well, the purpose of my book is to give hope, encouragement, faith, and love to the suffering addict who might think that he or she cannot recover. Because, again, when you lose hope, you're essentially done. I mean, that's what kills addicts, denial, and then when they lose hope. I was right on the cliff looking down into the abyss, about to lose my hope, and I knew that if I crossed that line, that I'd be dead. So this book gives hope, encouragement. There's I've got a website, which is dungeontosky.com. It has a blog. I've written over 40 blogs. All of those things can really help addicts. The blogs are great because every blog is on a different topic about addiction and recovery.
Yeah, and you help people too. I mean, obviously with the book, but you're also concerned about helping people. Is that rewarding for you when you know that you've kind of pulled someone away from the abyss?
Oh, absolutely. It's quite frankly, it's the only thing that really gets me excited is helping other people. If I can save the life of just one addict, then all of my pain in the past has been worth it.
And there's no, I mean, it doesn't, you know, alcohol or chemical dependency knows no boundaries, right? Gender, age, it's all over the board.
That's right. Rich, poor, male, female, any socioeconomic category, race, it doesn't matter. This is an unprejudiced disease that's killing people at the rate of, you know, for binge drinking, 6 a day. And there's 24 million addicts in the United States, and only 10% are getting treatment.
Yeah, that tells you something right there, doesn't it? 24 million, wow, what a crazy statistic. Bob, if somebody wants to get a copy of your book and pass it on to a friend, where can they get it?
They can go to my website. They can buy my book directly on my website, which again is dungeontosky.com. And you can choose from, when you get to my website, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, any one of those. But I would suggest going directly to the website because they'll be able to take advantage of some free resources there.
Excellent. Bob Allison, thank you so much for sharing your story, and let's hope that it helps some people out there that may find themselves in that same situation. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
And then there were four teams left. Two games, two chances to nail the score. First game kicks at 3:05 for all the marbles in the NFC. It's the Packers at the Seahawks. Just to give a little flavor to this, the Seahawks are giving up 7.5 points. As for the AFC, later it's the Colts and the Patriots. New England favored by 7 in that one. So two games, two chances. You are multiplying the possibility of nailing the score. You know how we roll here on America Tonight. If you can't chime in now by punching in these digits at 855-266-5283, send me a quick email at americatonight.net. I think that the Seahawks beat the Packers, and I think the final score there will be 27-21. And I think on the other side of things, the Patriots win, and the final score there is going to be 35-21. So Patriots and the Seahawks, my pick to go to the Super Bowl. You might have different picks, and that's fine. Remember, you don't have to know anything about football. You can only pick one game if you want. Who do you think wins? Green Bay or Seattle? Indianapolis or New England? And what you think the final score will be. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE, or shoot me that email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And then we just have the Super Bowl after that. Wow, just the Super Bowl. So, Nathan, you're on the hook, and you get two tries at this. So, who do you like in the first game?
What's the first game again?
The first game is Green Bay and Seattle.
Well, I usually go for Green Bay.
Because you're friends. Yep.
Yep, I'll do that again. I'll go Green Bay 28 and the Seahawks 28-27.
And the next game, the Patriots are hosting the Colts. What do you think happens there?
Oh, I'm for the Patriots.
Patriots!
32-28 Patriots.
32-28 Patriots. All right, Nathan, thank you. He's such a big giant sports fan. I'm sure he'll be glued to those games. As many of you will be glued to the games as well. We've had the Nail the Score a day earlier because of the holidays, so hopefully we haven't confused too many people. Remember, if you send us an email, it still counts, and that's at americatonight.net, or right now if you call me at 855-266-5283, you can get in at in time, 855-266-5283. Jack from Down Under says Packers 21-20 over Seattle, and then he likes the Patriots 21-14 over the Colts. Yep, Jack's Broncos lost, and of course that sent their coach out into the atmosphere, John Fox, and a lot of people were surprised, as I was very surprised, that the that Denver lost that game that put the Colts in this position where they are. But hey, congratulations to the Colts for getting there. Andrew Luck is certainly a good quarterback, and nobody was really giving the Colts much of a chance to get in this position, and here they are. And Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers has a great shot at MVP. He's had an incredible season, you know, without a doubt. And will he walk away with those honors, or will somebody else? Who knows? It's a coin flip, I think, between him and maybe Tom Brady, maybe J.J. Watt, the defensive lineman from Texas, although Houston didn't get into the playoffs, so maybe not. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. This one in from Jeff, who says, give me the Packers all day. And I'm going to say the Packers win this one 35-17. Wow. That'd be a shocker. And then I like the Patriots. I think it's easy peasy for them. I'm going to say 38-17. 38-17. Okay, so there may be some people that think that the Packers, this could be their chance to get by, and they're not going to let another season go by and not put themselves in this position, because it's so tough to get back to the Super Bowl. I mean, think of what you have to go through during the season and the training camps and everything else. Then you put yourself in this position. And that's why if you're a Cowboy fan, you saw what happened with the Cowboys last week. It was so disappointing, and it looked like an incredible catch by Dez Bryant. And I still say it was a catch. The reversal in that call was something else. But they didn't win. So that's the end of the road for them. And it's just like Denver fans who were surprised by what happened with the Broncos, thinking that they had a chance to reverse what happened to them last year by getting into the playoffs again, and they did, and then getting back to the position where they played in the championship game, in the AFC championship game, and then they could get back to the Super Bowl and make up for really a horrific Super Bowl appearance last time around when they just got slaughtered by Seattle, but they didn't make it there, so no chance to have a chance to be able to do that. Like I said, I know a lot of people are trying to get in, but don't panic if you can't get in. You can always send me that email, but only until the top of the hour at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If you get the guests in the next, you know, 5-6 minutes, it will definitely count. It wouldn't be fair to everybody else. I know sometimes people hear the shows afterwards and say, well, I didn't have a chance to get in. And unfortunately, that wouldn't be fair to everybody else. Last time around, Grimm came pretty close. He liked Green Bay 26-24. Oh, how close he came. That's like the second time that he's come close on nailing the score. We have had two winners in the past, one from Vermont and one from Connecticut, but we haven't had a winner in a couple of years, and just maybe this time around we'll still have a winner, and for the Super Bowl we'll really do it up, and there you can have a chance to win some great prizes if you correctly nail the score, Coming up on America Tonight on our next show, don't forget, because people are asking me a lot about this, about 2015, we'll have the Daily Wow, and plus we'll also have cheap movie reviews. There's some big movies coming out, including American Sniper. Jim DeFelice, who's one of the writers of that book, American Sniper, is going to join us on the show next week, so we'll talk to him. But the movie comes out this week. I know that I'm going to go see it, and I'll be able to have my own cheap movie review. It's a great reminder, if you go to the movies and you send us a review of whether thumbs up, thumbs down, what you thought of it, send it to us. And if you do that, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. And also coming up, too, I've gotten a couple of questions about this in Washington. When am I going to Washington? And I'm going there for the Supreme Court oral arguments, which are in the beginning of March, so I'll be doing a few shows from Washington, looking at all sides of the Affordable Care Act and this particular thing, talking about subsidies and where that leaves you if you're part of the, you know, health insurance system where you've got group insurance and versus what happens with the subsidies, and there's a lot of confusion over that, and it'll actually be pretty interesting, I think, couple of days, and certainly excited to be there in D.C. anyway, so we get a chance to get a little closer to the action. So once again, don't worry, I got one here from Ryan, I've got one here from Mary, and it looks like another one from Jake in Austin. I'll make sure that I get you recorded, duly noted. Perhaps you will be the winner of Nail the Score. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.